Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Amen. We're in a series entitled Kingdom Order. And I promise you, I said Wednesday night, we're gonna speak on apathy. And it's real important to overcome apathy. You know, the Lord has given us promises in the book of Revelation, promises to him that overcomes. It's quiet already, so... Got nothing to lose today, okay? I say, God promises certain blessings to them that overcome. Amen. Tell somebody there's some stuff you need to overcome from time to time. Amen. And so we're gonna deal with that. But today I want to talk to you about something Lord dropped into my spirit. I've entitled, simply for the sake of CDs and DVDs, Kingdom Order in You and Through You. In You and Through You. Amen. In You and Through You. Sometimes people are looking for strength out there, or favor out there, or whatever out there, when the majority of what you're looking for out there is in you. Amen. I challenge you to do this from time to time, and this is not wrong, I don't think, to pray and ask God for strength. I think we've all had done that before. Lord checked me one time and said, why are you asking me for strength? The strength is on the inside of you. Make a volitional choice and an intentional decision to be strong. You'll find it's already in you. You know, we're sometimes floundering around, feeling like we're going to... No, the strength is on the inside of you. Word of God says, greater is he that is in you. Is that right? Than he that is in the world. It's not wrong, I don't believe, to pray that, but there's sometimes God has said, no, strengthen yourself in the Lord. You know, David strengthened himself in the Lord. So it's the possibility and the capability is on the inside of you. Okay, so much of what we need starts, or it has to start, from the inside. We want private success before we have public success. The problem is there's a travesty where people want public success and forget about the private success. There's a lot of chaos in the private, but they can only put on for so long in the public with the sense of success, because the chaos will eventually catch up. Let me start here by taking a look at a river versus a swamp. Let's start there, then we'll go into something else. A swamp, the characteristic of a swamp is that it has no banks. There's no banks. It's just a swamp. Okay? When water is governed by the banks of a river, like when there are banks and the water is governed by that, it has power and energy. Amen. Amen. In other words, the water will flow. The water will move. It has energy. But the absence of the banks of the river or the government of the river means it is a swamp. Okay, this is why kingdom order is vitally important. Water left on its own will spread itself so thin that there's no forward motion. Without order, without government, without kingdom order, water, let me say, in the natural sense, will spread itself so thin that there is no forward motion. It's just stagnant. That's why we're going to kill the spirit of apathy. We're going to kill him everywhere we see him. We're going to kill him every time we see him. We're going to kill him in ourselves when he try to show up. When he try to show up in your mind, kill him. Amen. Stop beating them up. Kill them. Some of us just beat them up for a while. Then you come back. No, kill them. And kill them every day. Kill apathy. That indifference. We looked at something Wednesday night where the Lord says, I'm very powerful. I would that you were hot or cold. He said, I know your works. I would that you were hot or cold because you are neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. He said, I'm going to vomit you out my mouth. That's what the word spew. I'm going to vomit you out. In other words, you upset my stomach. That's the danger of lukewarmness, but or becoming a swamp. A swamp becomes a breeding ground. This is why many have trouble with gossip. Just look straight ahead. Many have trouble with gossip or backbiting or talking about having people for lunch and they're not present. Or are negative. They see everything negative or talk about just stuff. Why? A swamp is a breeding ground. You go back in that retention pond after a heavy rain or something, and when the water fills up, because it ain't moving nowhere, it takes a long time for it to drain. You hear the frogs croaking, you mosquitoes everywhere. You see all kind of little tadpoles, everything down in there, because it's a breeding ground. That's what a swamp is. Banks of a river represent, if I may say it this way, they represent the government of the church. We have a river, and we'll look at that. God may be holding back the water until the banks are in place. Remember, God creates. He sets in order. Then he sets in motion. Sometimes there's no motion in your life, and you're struggling with all that negativity and stuff because there's no government. There's no boundary. There's no river banks for the water to flow through. God may be doing that because there is no banks in place. Now, all rivers lead somewhere. You know, the Mississippi River, all the way from the north, I'm not sure how far north it goes, but the Mississippi River is way north, but you know, it flows south, and every tributary that goes into the river there will flow with it, and it'll end up in New Orleans dumping into the Gulf. But it flows somewhere, okay? All rivers lead somewhere. All spiritual rivers will lead to an apostolic issue. Not a blessing model, but a building model. It'll lead to the building model. It's not leading you to just the blessing model, okay? The Mississippi River, as I said earlier, leads to New Orleans. One thing about the river of God, and this is important if you're writing, the first thing about the river of God is that the river of God maintains his presence. The river maintains his presence. It keeps current moving forward. There's always a balance. It's moving. How many know God is moving? He's not a statue somewhere, some, you know, frozen, chosen, sitting on the throne somewhere, just a statue. No, he's moving. God moves, okay? Number two, the river of God brings security. There's a governmental framework. There's a security. It's a safe place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. So there's a safe place in the river of God, all right? The enemy has a hard time breeding discontentment or division, or all that other stuff I talked about just a moment ago, when you're in the river of God. Amen. He has a hard time doing that. Okay? Number three, the river of God provides direction. When you're in the river of God, it provides direction. Swamps, just look at somebody and tell them, swamps ain't going nowhere. Rivers always point people to further locations downstream. Yes, there's always something else God wants to take you to. Amen. He's moving you higher. He's moving you further. He's moving you deeper, whatever it is. But there's always further locations. Number four, rivers of God help people fulfill their destinies. Understand this, church, as an individual. Individuals win, or we break through, we overcome, we receive when the corporate church wins. You can win some little battles on your own, get some little blessings on your own, but when the corporate church is in alignment, amen, when that everybody comes into a fullness of potential, and that's important, okay? Number five, the river of God attracts the power of God. If you ain't got no banks to a river, you got a swamp, and because you got a swamp, power in a swamp will make a mess. You ever notice people with power that ain't got no boundaries? Mess everywhere they go. Mess of blood. They leave a trail of blood and guts. They done killed everybody. They done destroyed everything. Power. Amen. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. And you need government from Holy Spirit. You need government from the local church. Amen. The river of God enhances unity. You know something? Peter said this. I believe it was Peter. He said, it's hard to kick against the pricks. When the church is in unity, it's hard for somebody to be acting a fool in our midst. When everybody, the brothers will check you. The sisters will check. Hey, sister, come here. Let me talk to you. Huh? Why? Because when there's unity, when the river of God is the river of God enhances unity. Everybody flowing the same way, same frequency, moving in the same direction, same mindset. Amen. Every member can flow into something fresh and new. Amen. This is not just another Sunday. Well, it's Sunday. No, this, you ain't never seen this Sunday. God got something for you he ain't never had for you. If you're open to it, if you can receive it. And finally, the river of God provides the church with victory. Every enemy is defeated when the government of God is in place and it protects the people of God.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.